Good evening. It's good to be with you this evening, and I can attest to some of that singing, Rick, because it's, well, as you get up here and you song lead, you get to thinking that you sing the same songs all the time. But, you know, this book's huge, and there's lots of good songs that we can sing in it and that we can praise the Lord with. This evening's lesson will be coming from Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3 through 5. Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Let's go ahead and read that. Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the Word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. And then verse 5, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. And that is the title of the lesson this evening, is, are we making the most of our opportunities? Are we making the most of our opportunities? In this lesson, we'll look at Paul's challenge to the Colossians. Were they making the most of their opportunities? We'll also see that we need to pray that God will open up doors for us. Point number one this evening, are we praying for our efforts to reach out to others? Are we praying for our efforts to reach out to others? You know, many times we do this without asking God to help us or even thank Him for being with us, because we know that He's with us. Can others see Christ in our life, in everything we do and everything we say? Can they see that? You know, Christ set the example for us to follow. And that's something we need to do. We need to follow His example. He was always about His Father's business. He was always about His Father's business. He knew there was work to do with very little time. And we know the work of the church must go on. And that's why we are preparing our young ones, because they are the future of the church. You know, Jesus was always teaching with a purpose in mind. Do we really understand our purpose as Christians? You know, being a Christian is something we continually work on so we can hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's what we are waiting to hear. Jesus knew His task was going to be hard, but He still prayed about things. He still prayed about those things. Prayer is something that we take for granted. Something we take for granted, and it's a privilege. Do we pray enough in our personal life? You know, and that's a challenge to us. Do we pray enough in our personal life? You know, have we talked to those who were once strong in the church? Or have we let them slip through the cracks? You know, I think about that sometimes. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 3 and 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Verse 4, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. You know, many people have put too much trust in what the preacher says. You know, many of us have heard people say, this is what my preacher says, instead of, this is what the Bible says. And that's what we are getting away from. That's why we need to be turning to the Scriptures and making sure the truth is being taught. We don't need false doctrine, because it's being taught and it's being brought within the churches today. False doctrine. We must know that false doctrine is out there, whether we like it or not. And it's false doctrine is out there. And it's this is the vacationing months of the year. And the summer months here, and people are taking vacations. You know, the church is not as sound as it once was. And when you are looking for a congregation to attend just because it says Church of Christ, we need to be well aware that many times, sometimes that's not what it is. We need to check things out. But like I said, it doesn't mean that it's Church of Christ, and that's what we need to be aware of. In John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And that's what I'm thankful for the church here at Colquhart. Like I said, I'm thankful for the church here because we teach truth. The truth is being taught here. John chapter 8 and verse 32. John chapter 8 and verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, we've been entrusted to the truth. And now we just need to teach it to others so that they can pass it on to the next generation. Because that's what we're preparing for, is a future. And the church must go on. The church work must go on. Many people don't like to hear the truth. They don't like to hear the truth, but we can't be afraid of rejection. We can't be afraid of rejection. There will be those who will receive God's word as truth, and some who will not. You know, patience is something that we must all practice. It's something we must all practice. Patience with self and patience with those you teach. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Bible reads, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God is patient with us, so we need to be patient with others. You know, we shouldn't want anyone to perish. And that's why we teach. You know, the congregation here is blessed with those who step up and do whatever needs to be done, whether it be song leading, prayers. There's so much. We have good leadership and sound doctrine. We need to be thankful for what we have. We have that sound doctrine, and that's something that we can build on. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. The Bible reads, "For what credit is there if you sin and are harshly treated? You endure it with patience. You endure it with patience. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." You know, we're trying to find favor with God and not favor with man. Man can lead us down the wrong path. You know, it's when we stop listening to God's word and doing what we think is right, that's when we start having problems. That's when we start having problems. You know, we can't be like Simon in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, you know, he believed and then he was baptized, but it didn't take long for him to forget what he was. It didn't take long for him to fall off the wagon. And and the same goes for us. We are forgetful at times. He tried to, and then he turned around and tried to buy the apostles' power. And Peter gave him this answer in Acts chapter 8 and verse 20 and 21. Acts chapter 8 and verses 20 and 21. "But Peter said to him, 'May your silver perish with you because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money.' Verse 21, 'You have no part or portion in this matter, for your heart is not right before God.'" You know, many times our hearts aren't right with God. Our hearts aren't right with God. The heart can be far from God. That's why we must guard our hearts from the evil that is in this world. You know, Satan, he entices us in many ways, and we must fight against his schemes. Point number two this evening, our conduct with wisdom and outsiders. Our conduct with wisdom and outsiders. Colossians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. We need to be able to speak to outsiders with confidence and also making things clear for them that they may understand. You know, we don't want to confuse them. That's the main thing, is we don't want to confuse them. You know, where does our wisdom come from? It comes from God's Word. God's Word. If we read God's Word, we can attain that wisdom. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." You know, that's something that we need to take in consideration. Wisdom is something we attain with time. It doesn't happen overnight. That wisdom does not happen overnight. It happens with time. You know, we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. We must remember our reward is greater in heaven if we are found faithful. You know, throughout the book of Proverbs, the phrase acquire wisdom, acquire knowledge is found several times. You know, there's still work that needs to be done here on earth. And it won't be easy, but we must follow through with our Christian duties and do the best we know how. You know, we need to be confident in what we have already attained, but we have to make sure that we're not stagnant in our learning and in our growing. And we have to keep growing from where we are. We need the wisdom from above. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. The Bible reads, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth." Verse 15, "This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy." In verse 18, "And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." So we must want the wisdom that's from above. You know, so we need to have the wisdom from above. Sometimes we live worldly. We must not be like the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. The Bible reads, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Verse 16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever." We should want to do the will of God and do things His way and not ours. Point number three this evening, are we making the most of our opportunities? Are we making the most of our opportunities? Are we seeking opportunities or do we run from opportunities? I couldn't help but think of Jonah in this matter. You know, he went as far away from his opportunity that he had when he first realized what he should have been doing from the beginning. But he ran away from his duties. You know, many of us, we have family members, we have co-workers, you know, even our friends that haven't heard the gospel. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible reads, "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith." You know, while we are still here on earth, we need to take the opportunities we do have as much as we can so we can plant as many seeds as we can. You know, we must be about our Father's business, just like Jesus. Just like Jesus was, and as He was as well. And not allow Satan to talk our way out of talking to someone about the gospel. We can't allow Satan to talk us out of doing the things that we need to do. Are we looking for opportunities to serve? Are we looking for opportunities to serve? You know, it's our Christian duties to find out our talents and then put them to good use. That's our duty. God opens up doors. We just need to be aware and keep our eyes open that we seek out those doors. We all have talents. We just need to use them. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." He came to serve, and that's what we are. We are servants of God. So Jesus made the most of His opportunities, then he suffered for doing what was right. He suffered for doing what was right. His purpose was to seek and save the lost. Many times we make excuses of why we don't speak to those who do not know the gospel. You know, one day we'll be fresh out of excuses. We'll be fresh out of excuses and we'll give an answer of why we didn't do more. You know, we need to take the opportunities that we do have and act on what we need to be doing. In James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. Are we forgetful sometimes? I believe we are. Sometimes we are forgetful people. Is our fire for God and His Word where it used to be? Or are you strengthened by Him each and every day? You know, we need to be doers of the Word, and that involves reaching out to the lost. That involves reaching out to the lost. You know, it's a blessing to serve a mighty God who continually shows us mercy and kindness and love. God has impacted each life in ways we don't always see. And that may be us taking our eyes off Jesus. Many times we take our eyes off Jesus. You know, the challenge for us is it's a daily challenge for us to live righteously, but we have other duties we must follow through with so we can help spread the gospel. You know, we should want to serve and not think of a service as a job. You know, many times we think of it as a job, and it's really not a job. It's something that we should look forward to do. People know if we are excited about who we are and the message we bring. They can see that. Do we have sunshine in our soul? We sing that song about sunshine in our soul. Do we have that? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. You know, we ought to look forward to meeting together so we can edify one another. You know, it's easy to get into the habit of missing once in a while, but then again, it can go downhill fast. Satan works on us and works very hard. He works diligently. That's where Satan, he works on us each and every day. He tells us it's all right to miss tonight. It's okay to miss. But then again, we need not to listen to him. We do have an understanding God. And he knows, you know, if we are sick or can't be here, he knows our hearts. You know, are we making the most of our opportunity to come to the worship assembly and putting our hearts into what we do? You know, it's a very healthy question and something that we must challenge ourselves. You know, Satan, he's out to get each and every one of us, but we have to be strong and fight him off daily, some days more than others. Are we making the most of our opportunities to glorify God in all we do? Are we making the most of our opportunities to glorify God in all we do? Turn to Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 2 through 5. Revelation chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. And then there, in verse 5, therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first. Or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. So they left their first love. They left their first love. You know, sometimes we can do the same thing. We can leave our first love, which is our love for God. God loves us no matter how we feel about Him. We are the ones who change. God never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He'll be the same. You know, we need to be thankful that we have a loving God. He loved us so much that He gave His Son up, His only Son up for us willingly. May we never forget the price that was paid for us to have eternal life in heaven someday. Paul knew what was in store for him. And I question tonight, do we? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. You know, we are still fighting the good fight today. Our course is not finished. And are we keeping the faith? Those are all healthy questions for us. Where are you today? Where are you today? You know, there's work to do, and we need to put our hands to the plow. This evening, the lesson's yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are struggling in your Christian walk and need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.